Heavy rains have triggered devastating floods this week in central Texas. A bridge was washed away outside the town of Kingsland on Tuesday, and homes were flooded in several other towns northwest of Austin. The governor has declared a state of emergency in 18 counties. At least one person has died, and more rain is in the forecast. Mose Bouchel is a reporter at KUT, and he joins us now from Austin. Mose, how much damage have you seen out there?
It kind of depends on where you go up and down the river, but what happened here, this is a river flood, and so homes and properties that were closest to the river have, in certain parts of the, along the Llano and Colorado rivers, have been flooded out. Now, obviously, there was this really dramatic event earlier this week where you actually had a bridge get taken out outside of Kingsland, Texas, actually the main bridge into town there. And then on down the river, as I said, homes flooded out, neighborhoods evacuated. In the town of Marble Falls, I visited an emergency shelter a few days ago where people had to spend the night after leaving their homes. It's pretty dramatic. And again, it really because it's a river flood, it's concentrated along this waterway for the most part.
The area has this ominous nickname, Flash Flood Alley. Why is that? Why is it so susceptible to flooding?
Well, our geography and our weather. This is also known as the Texas Hill Country. And so there are a lot of creeks and streams that run through this part of Texas. And when we get massive rain events, those things can fill up super fast. A creek that might have been dry all year is suddenly feels like a raging river, and it can become highly dangerous. Now, in this case, as I said, we're actually seeing a kind of a river flood where we had a lot of rain in a river basin that was kind of to the northwest of Austin, and that caused this massive surge of water to come down these rivers, and now they've reached this reservoir that is above Austin, and which is a flood control reservoir, and so that's kind of containing and trying to release the flow of what was this historic flooding event on the river.
Now, the water level at Lake Travis outside of Austin is at about 700 feet. And if it keeps going up just about 14 feet, officials say the water will start to flow uncontrolled from that dam. What's the danger there for the people downstream?
So that's where it hits the spillway, right? And there is concern that if water starts going over the spillway, that could endanger properties below it. And part of the answer to that is that we do have added floodgates along the dam that holds in Lake Travis. And what people that manage that river, that lake, are trying to decide is whether they're going to open additional floodgates. That would increase the flow on the river that goes straight through Austin, but it may decrease the lake level, to a more comfortable level.
Last month was the wettest September on record, and it's not over. More rain is in the forecast.
Yeah.
And I was just looking this morning. It looks like at this point through Wednesday. How concerned are people about what's still to come?
I mean, I think in a situation like this now, we've had rains for, it's just been raining for a long time here. Not always heavy storms, but it just feels like kind of a constant drizzle, which isn't always the case in Texas.
Yeah.
Our ground is saturated. Our river system is full. Any more rain right now is of concern.
Mose Bouchel, a reporter at KUT, tracking the flooding outside of Austin. Mose, thank you.
Thank you.